good morning and welcome along to Ballyliffin, day three of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, where there's a three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. Ryan Fox from New Zealand, Matthew Pavin from France, and South Africa's Eric Van Rooyen sharing the lead on 8 under par. Van Rooyen shooting a brilliant 7 under 65 yesterday to move among the leaders. Those three players, well, they won't begin their rounds until shortly after 1 o'clock today. The players going out in two balls in their third rounds, and the first of those who just about made the cut were out from very early this morning, shortly after 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, from an Irish perspective, those early starters didn't include a couple of Irishmen who finished their second rounds in hugely disappointing fashion, it has to be said. Padraig Harrington and Rory McGee both recording double bogeys on their final holes, which meant they just missed the cut this morning. So yeah, among those early starters out on the course, well, some familiar names, among them Graham McDowell, who's enjoying a steady start to his third round. He's through 7 holes at this stage, 2 under for his round, so he's moved back to 2 under par. He was level par at the start of play. Benjamin Herbert of France, 3 under for his round today. Adam Bland as well, 3 under. So certainly some players making steady progress, moving further up the leaderboard. Andy Sullivan, 4 under for his round. The popular Englishman has moved to 3 under par, so he's within 5 shots of the lead already, and certainly making a bit of progress today. It's a milder day, it must be said, in Ballyliffin. Plenty of cloud cover and plenty of big crowds as well. The crowds coming in through the gates, and many of them stopping off at the practice area to see some of the players getting their warm-ups done before they head over to the first tee. And in the media centre as well here down in Ballyliffin, it's beginning to get a bit busy as well. And among those here with us in the media centre are the team from the European Tour itself, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined here by the social media editor with the European Tour, Adrian Millerick. Adrian, you're very welcome along to Highland Radio Sport. It's been a hugely successful week so far. Day three here now, with it so tight at the top of the leaderboard, we can look forward to another exciting day's action.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's already been a great week, and obviously for us, we travel around the world with the European Tour, and we visit many different golf courses and different countries. There's certainly something special about this part of the world. You know, it's not very often you get to see views like this and golf courses like this, and I think everybody, all the European Tour staff and so many of the players, have been so impressed by what we've seen this week. And you know, the weather is very unexpected. I've done this event the last 3 years, and every single time I've done it, the views have been amazing, but when the rain's battering the media centre, it's not quite so great. But this week, the weather's been unbelievable, very unexpected, and yeah, the golf course is amazing.
Yeah, but it's still a challenge for the players, isn't it, Adrian, even though we've had such good weather?
Yeah, it is. It's I mean, you can just see by the scores, I mean, no one's running away with it, nobody's going crazy out there. I mean, some events you just see the guys just shooting crazy numbers. So yeah, the course is, it seems fair as well. I mean, the leaderboard's quite packed, which I guess shows that.
Yeah, tell us about your own role here this week, social media editor. So obviously that speaks for itself. You're getting the news out there to your followers on social media as instant as you can.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure, and it's not just myself. I've got a few of my colleagues here as well this week, but you know, just getting it out there, trying to make the golf course, the area, the golf tournament look as good as possible on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. I mean, it's pretty busy, but these weeks are really good for us because it makes our job so much easier. You know, we have a few weeks where you really have to draw on all of your sort of creativity and everything to try and make it look good. These weeks, I mean, the views and the footage we have, you know, from the TV cameras and from the planes in the sky, just makes our job really easy. And the feedback we get as well, I mean, on social media, we've got all of our, we can see all the comments coming in from around the world, people that tweet us every time they mention us, we can see it. And some of the feedback from, a lot of it from the States, Americans, but people from all over the world loving the golf course.
Yeah, isn't it amazing then that Ballyliffin in the spot of Donegal is at the centre of all that attention?
Yeah, great. I mean, and people here have been so friendly as well, so nice. And I guess it is a little bit cheesy to say it, but before I came to Ireland for the first time for the 2015 Irish Open, I heard that, you know, the fans in Ireland are really good fans. I thought, well, fans are good wherever you go. You know, the fans are good at Wentworth, the fans are good at Scottish Open, but certainly there is, and I know I'm saying this to you because I'm on Irish radio, but there is a certain sort of, you do feel like people here are really passionate for the sport and are great fans. I mean, we've seen that like the last few years when it's been raining. I've never seen anything like it. You know, it rains in certain parts of the world and the fans go inside, they go home. But here, proper fans.
Yeah, well, we're used to it, aren't we? Listen, Adrian, it's a busy day, never mind the golf, but in sport here in Ireland this weekend, it's there's so much happening. You're going to be watching your mighty England playing today at 3 o'clock, and I believe you, there's still divided loyalties in your house, is there?
Yeah, my wife's Swedish, and we actually got married a couple of weeks ago. So.
Oh, well, listen, congratulations. Yeah, well, you can't be falling out with her today. Maybe this is the first test of that marriage.
Yeah, I think so. But at least if we do lose, I'm not 100% confident. Sweden are quite a decent side. If we do lose, at least then still got a team that I can follow.
Yeah, and there's plenty of Spursmen on that team today as well, and you're an Arsenal fan, so listen, you just have to park that up too.
Yeah, I don't. When England are playing, you know, when your country's playing, I think you've got to forget about all that stuff and just get behind your country, haven't you?
Yeah, okay. Listen, Adrian, appreciate you joining us here at the Media Centre, at the Highland Radio Sports Spot here in what's a Media Centre that's beginning to get a wee bit busy. The reporters and broadcasters are coming in for what promises to be another busy day ahead. Just mentioning a few other of the Irish players that are going to be involved today. Rory McIlroy, of course, coming in at 1 under par after his second round yesterday, so he'll be going out this morning at around about 10:45, not too long away now. Julian Suri will be his playing partner today, the American, also at 1 under par, so I would imagine Rory will be out on the practice area as we speak, so we might take a wee dander out to see if we can see him. And Simon Thornton will be going out in the next two ball after McIlroy and Suri. Simon Thornton will be playing along with Richard Stern, both players doing pretty well yesterday. Simon Thornton shooting a 2 under par 70, so he's a 2 under par for the tournament. And Shane Lowry is also a 2 under par. He goes out at shortly after 11:30 this morning, along with Alexander Bjork, the Swede, who is also on 2 under par. So that's the situation here, Rory, at Ballyliffin. The crowd's coming in, as I say. We expect that there will be plenty of sunshine today, but certainly bring a jacket or a warm pullover to keep you warm, because it's just not exactly blistering hot this morning, but we expect that to change. A three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. The leaders will be out shortly after 1 o'clock. We'll be back with an update after the news at 12 o'clock, Rory.